As most of you know, we were in Haiti last week, and if you're visiting with us, what we always do when we have a missions trip of this nature is we have a report back session when we return. And this is very biblical. It is listed for us in Acts when Paul and Barnabas went on their first missionary voyage. We were told that they came back to Antioch, their ascending church, and anageo is the Greek word. They reported back all the great things that God had done on the mission field, especially among the Gentiles. Then they returned to Jerusalem and anageo once again. They reported back the great things that God had done. And so that's what we want to do this morning. We want to report back to you, our sending church, through testimonies and first through a video, just to let you know what happened. But also, and most importantly, the whole reason for this is to God is the glory, because He is the one who has done all of these marvelous things in our midst. It was a multifaceted trip, and many different things happened, and we'll share a little bit about that. But we went to probably one of the more remote sites that we have worked in. It was a little bitty place called Bernard. It took us an hour and a half over, the only way I can describe it is tortured roads. To call what we drove over roads is a real stretch. Because we were in the mountains, up and down, and we went to this place where there are no churches, literally in the midst of what is known as the voodoo land. I mean, really, it's where voodoo reigns supreme. And there's church had been planted there, and that's where we ministered. You also saw us ministering in what is now called the New Hope House, where we stay. And we installed electricity there. I use the term "we" loosely. Those who knew what they were doing installed the electricity there. We had worship services, and as you saw in the end, we had baptisms right there in the river, and it was truly glorious. Didn't have enough time to show you. We did baptize one other person, an elderly Haitian woman who accepted Christ also at that time and was baptized. And so, without telling you any more, I'm going to let the team come up, those members who want to share their experiences with you. So come on up and just line yourself up, and however you're lined up is the way that you you end up. So that's the way that we will share this morning. So just relax and sit back and enjoy hearing the testimonies of God's faithfulness as the way that He has blessed us on this missions trip. So, Rosanna, you look like you're in front. So, here you go. You can come on up here if you like, and then just each person introduce yourself so that everybody knows who you are.
Okay. My name is Rosanna Shoemaker, and this is, I think, my third trip to Haiti. And I just want to thank our church family for your prayerful and financial support of the trip. It was such a blessing. And there's always so many wonderful experiences to share, and it's often hard to choose just one or two to explain to the congregation. But this year was different for me. Although I am always humbled and blessed by the Haitian people, this year God turned my focus inward. He focused my attention on my team and chose them to teach me about being a good disciple. I don't exaggerate when I say that God really used every member of this team to bless and encourage me. But for now, I just want to mention a few. Starting with Miss Kay, she came on this trip with an injury, and I know for a fact that it bothered her throughout almost the entire trip, but she never complained once. She never missed an opportunity to go on a ministry opportunity. Miss Kay showed me what the perfect helpmate should look like. Whether to a husband or a ministry partner, we are to put them above ourselves and our own needs and trust that God will give us only what we can handle. Next, Mr. Josh. Mr. Josh is such a hard and dedicated worker. He never begrudged us constantly saying, "What did they say?" or "Can you tell him that, please?" He quietly and without drawing attention to himself also gave a young man his shoes and put the man's shoes on his own feet. What a powerful image that was, and a humbling lesson in what a servant's heart looks like. Next, Miss Brandy. Here in the U.S., Miss Brandy has a very authoritative position as principal of our school, and God has given her that leadership ability. But on this trip, she was a follower, always willing to do whatever was needed, whether that be having to haul lumber or playing the most important role of Jesus in a skit that she had never seen before. Miss Brandy taught me that there is a time and a place to be a leader, but it is equally important to be able to follow. Next, Mr. Clayton. I never really knew Mr. Clayton before, and so mine and many others' people were watching him very carefully to learn more about him. I can honestly say that I've never seen someone fit into a team so easily and perfectly. He jumped in on every activity and seemed as if he had been a part of the group for years. Mr. Clayton taught me how important it is to be a team player, and even when you're the new kid on the block, people notice your hard work and will gladly welcome you. And last but not least, Pastor Kirby. I joke with him often about how I've realized that he is just a regular guy, and I hope that he takes that as a compliment. Many churches I have attended, I never even met the pastor, let alone be able to have one-on-one conversations with him. Pastor Kirby is my spiritual leader and my teacher, but he is also my friend, and I know that he loves me. He cares about my future and the decisions I make. There are no little people or insignificant ones in Pastor Kirby's eyes. Pastor Kirby taught me, you treat everyone with respect and love because you never know how or in what way God is using you to change their life. So I want to thank the team for being God's teaching tools to me this year. It was an honor to work with them. And thank you again, New Hope, for supporting us. To God be the glory.
Good morning. My name is Jacinth Pierre. This is my first physical mission trip. My heart has been in Haiti for years, and I was able to feel my heartbeat. I am very thankful for the opportunity to be chosen to be a part of the physical team to go there and to see what we've been praying about all these years. The most memorable part of the trip for me was my first landing on the children's home. I broke down and I said, I can't do this. And then I remembered why I was there, that I wasn't doing anything. I was just to avail myself. But to see joy. If you could just stop for a second and close your eyes. It's black. It's dark. But in the midst of their darkness, there is so much hope and happiness and faith and trust that at the opening of those eyes, those inward prayers are answered. And I'm not supposed to cry. But we need to remember that on our daily walk, as you walk with the Lord, the devil is shadowing you. And so in the midst of your spirit-filled service and your surrender to do what you think God has put on your heart to do, that the devil is right there. And so just remember, never leave the Lord out of what he's called you to do. Because even after he calls you, you may step into your job thinking that you're all that and more. But remember, you need him every step of the way to keep the devil away. I would like that you continue to pray for the missions team. They are sent out into a world of wolves that only the Lord can bring them through. I'd like to thank the church for their prayerful support, because without prayer, we cannot go through the darkness of the enemy. And for the financial support, the work is done to the very last penny and more, blessed by God. And I'm just happy to be a part of such a wonderful team. Some people I knew very well, some people I didn't know very well. But when you're in the body of Christ, there is no one person. It is a team. And it is God being glorified by every part of that team, every member of that body that keeps us working. Thank you, Pastor Kirby. Thank you, Miss Vivian. Thank you, Miss Brandy, for fueling me. And may God be glorified.
Good morning, I'm Sasha. I was praying to the Lord to see if he wanted me to prepare something in writing or to just bring whatever he would put on my heart, and he promised me that he would give me the words now. This is my first missions trip ever, and it's been my desire to go on a missions trip for over 3 years, and I went in not having expectations, and that was probably the best thing to do. I was able to use some language skills there and just my desire to make connection with other people. I guess some of the things that I learned on the trip were just how trustworthy God is. And I suppose I saw that because I completely surrendered myself to him and how I'd be used on the trip. And I was so amazed by how the body came together and worked as one, in one mind. And there was one day I wasn't feeling so well because, of course, as Pastor Kirby mentioned, the roads were kind of bumpy. And the people around me didn't even hesitate to come around me and provide for what I needed. And even the people in Bernard came and offered a chair when they just have less than nothing. So that was amazing to me. And I guess I do kind of have more of a reflection, kind of like Rosanna, that while I was there, and especially coming back, it was very difficult to come back. I was an emotional wreck for a couple days because I didn't want to leave. What the Lord showed me is that I could have that kind of an experience anywhere, and it doesn't have to be Haiti. I would love to go back. I guess kind of as an encouragement to the body that even if you're not going somewhere else, that God has a purpose for you. And even here, there's plenty of work to do. And I guess another thing that I realized is that as I looked back over my life, I realized I only accepted the Lord about 5 years ago. I realized that he's been preparing me for this kind of work since I was a child. And I was astounded to see that, just in the way that my mother, well, we grew up in poverty, and my mother raised me to appreciate different types of food and showed me foreign films. And so I just immediately was interested in languages and so forth. And so, yeah, I think that's it. I just wanted to bring that word of encouragement and just deep gratitude again for the financial and the prayer support that we had for that trip. I'm forever changed. So thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Haley. I'm 16 years old. This is my fifth missions trip, my first one to Haiti. And the way this missions trip impacted my life was the way that God brought the team together and what people he brought together. We had our electricians, our New Hope teachers. We had our handymen who built the church. We had Sasha, who was ready to do any skit. We had Pastor Kirby, who did the baptism. He preached. He narrated all the skits. He did everything. But he led us to Haiti. He encouraged us to be there. He helped us in every way that he could, and we followed. And He led our team to victory. We also had Miss Sherry, who planned the whole trip and got us there safely. I want to thank everyone here for all of your prayers and all of your support. It helped a lot because in Haiti, it's as the Spirit leads. So thank you very much.
Good morning. My name is Michael Barrett, as most of you know. And this was my fifth missions trip, but my first time going to Haiti. And I would like to thank everyone for the prayers and financial support. The part of the trip that really impacted me was that the people there were in such severe poverty and were able to have so much joy in their faces as they worshiped God and just danced around and sang. I could really feel God was in our presence, and it was very reassuring. And now, like, when I come back and I'm singing here, I can relate to it now. I can feel that God is there with me while I'm praising him. And it's not just nothing there. I'm praising God. And this was a very great trip, and I can't wait to go back next year. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Joshin Josh Pierre. Well, first, I want to thank you guys for your prayers and your financial support. And God, I also want to thank God for Miss Kay, who barely say anything, but yet she's in control of everything. And that I call them the Three Stooges, Pastor and Jim and Scott. I mean, you guys have to be there to understand what those guys go through when they drive in the street of Port-au-Prince. God's blessings is on those guys driving through. And I take a whole day just speaking of my experience, but I can say this. I thank God for every one of us that had a chance to go. Although we've seen each other every day in church, until you get close to Brandy, you can have a talk, share a conversation, and Rosanna and everybody else who's crying behind me, you never really understand how great this team and how God put it together. And all of it was basically we took the fight to the devil's territory, to the enemy's territory. As a Haitian person, I learned that God is greater. To give it all to God, he'll fight my battle for me. And as you guys witness, even at the last minute, I don't know what Patron put on that food, but after I ate, it suddenly just had a breakdown. I felt like I had to give it all to God. No hold back. Just give it to him and let him fight my battle. Because as Pastor mentioned on the trip, it's a spiritual warfare. Just us showing up at their doorstep, we were not welcome. But give God the glory, God prevail. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Vivian Wheeler, and this is my third trip to Haiti. I was there 10 years ago or 11 years ago, and it was a blessing to go with my family. Thank you so much for your prayers. They were so felt, and your support. I wrote something, so I'll just read it. My story begins when we arrived at Bernard on the last day, a day that can only be accomplished by the Holy Spirit, our Lord. After the baptism, we headed towards the church compound. Everyone was wondering what was going to happen next, including me. The workers gravitated to the work site. The others gathered around Pastor Kirby to hear the word. We had primary assignments: play with the children, hand out headdresses, and take photos, as we had discussed before. Then Pastor Kirby said with a smile, "Okay, go." Janet and I looked at each other. Janet says, "I'll take the kids. I'll hold them back." I looked over to the church, which was packed with people. I quickly grabbed Margot, the pastor's wife, and Josh to interpret. I asked her to gather the faithful women of the church. She recommended meeting down to the big tree where they had camp set up. Sherry handed me a bag of artificial flowers. Rosanna picked up a bag of headdresses, and off we went. We met down by the tree, and there was no place to sit down. And I remembered there were chairs in the church, and I asked some of the boys to run and get them. Rosanna said, "We only have 45 minutes. Pastor Kirby must preach tonight." As we were sitting them down, Josh began to take their names and their children's names and ages. There were 9 ladies and 7 chairs. So they moved over a couple of water jugs to sit down. Once we finished taking their names, not knowing what was going to happen next, Rosanna says, "Here, the headdresses." Each lady then was handed a headdress, and then suddenly I looked, and there in a semicircle were 9 women that looked like brides. In the midst of the chaos, we had this sweet time of loving them, taking their photo, praying, and singing to God. Then Rosanna said, "Miss Vivian, it's time." And then as we were hugging and saying goodbye, I remembered the flowers. All the way down to the last detail, we handed them flowers. In the midst of nowhere, God knows them. God wanted them to know they too are part of the body of Christ. Thank you so much. What a blessing.
Good morning, New Hope family. My name is Brandy, and this was my 3rd trip to Haiti, however, my 1st trip with New Hope. And I have never had the privilege of being part of such a church and such a team and such an organization. There was a lot that happened on the trip that was very impactful. Miss Ellie's place and giving the kids the boxes. Bernard, of course, when we got to go to Lacoste and you saw the kids on the video, how excited and just how joyful they were to get the Wings of Hope boxes. But the thing that impacted me the most is I've had the opportunity to be a part of many different organizations and many different international missions trips, and typically they go and they do and they leave. And our church does not do that. We go and we do, and we come home and we prepare and we return, and we go and we do in the same places for the same people. And I'm a true believer that in order for anything to be sustained over a long period of time, it has to be incremental. And I don't know what Haiti looked like when you first started going, when this team first started going, but I can see how they look forward to us, how they welcome us, how they're ready for us, how they're eager to come alongside and to help. It isn't just us going. It is us going and meeting the team there that then comes alongside and supports. It was a privilege. It was truly a privilege and gave me a very deep gratitude for this church. And for every person that sits in this pew and donates and gives so that these teams can continue to assemble and continue to go and just be another drop of water. As many of you saw, my son was baptized. That was a personal, just a personal answer to prayer. He's going to be 16 years old in a few months, and the child has been prayed for since before he was born. And to be able to sit on that bank and watch my oldest child be baptized by my pastor and truly start his walk and his journey with the Lord, I pray that he is bold and courageous. He has had some wonderful godly men as models on this team of what that looks like. So I pray that he follows in their footsteps. But I do want to say the Lord commands us. He tells us to go and to make disciples, and to baptize. And there was a period of time on the trip where we actually did not think that we were going to return to Bernard for the baptism. We were thinking of going somewhere else. And on the very last day, at the very last minute, typically God's timing is always at the ninth hour, we loaded up and we went. And it was just a beautiful ending to go, share, make disciples, and baptize. And not for my son and not for Josh, but to be able to watch Pastor Kirby baptize a member of that community that we had been ministering to all week was God's stamp for me, that our church is doing what we've been called to do. I thank you for your just your support and your prayer. It was noted and it was felt. Thank you.
Since we returned, okay, just bear with me here. So since we returned, I've been struggling to put on paper what this trip really meant to me. And of course, I'm scrambling at the house this morning to, like, get it down, right? Because I didn't prepare very well. And I realized what I really want to do is just come here and talk to you guys and just communicate with you. So, for me, I've never been on a mission trip. I believe the Lord landed my daughter and I here 4 years ago. I started telling this story to Sherry when we were standing at the airport. It was as difficult for me then as it is now to communicate. And since the first time I entered this sanctuary, this is my home.
Amen. Amen.
I want to thank everybody here for that. So, I'd never been on a mission trip. And frankly, was a little apprehensive. Was just unsure. Didn't know what to expect. Had friends over the years that had been on mission trips. And I applauded their efforts, but it seemed a little dry, a little boring, a little blah, a little too, like, to their own glory, right? So, in the coming weeks, as we were meeting and meeting and meeting every Sunday after service, it started to hit me. This isn't going to be one of those trips. So, we get on a plane at 6 in the morning. We land in Port-au-Prince, a pretty rough and tumble place. We're often crawling when we hit the car rental center, right? We get what we need, and we get on our way. We stopped and visited a few places, and it was incredible to see the good work that had already been done by this place, by this church. We land in Pinyon, and it starts. Every step of the way, we could feel evil working against us. However, as equally, we felt your prayers. We truly did. We truly did. We made it up to Bernard, which is the most remote place I've ever been, truly. That isn't just lip service. It is truly in the middle of, like, nowhere. Our feet hit the ground. We go to work. There's a lot of people I want to thank. I want to thank God. I want to thank God for the mission team I saw standing on this stage last year. Because it was their calling that led to my own sitting in that back row last year. I want to thank my brothers and my sisters standing here. A few of them aren't, but they worked so hard, tirelessly. in a way that we don't see here. We don't see that level of effort in everyday life. And I believe it's because that we're serving the Lord. And I can tell you now, there is no greater joy Amen. Than to serve my Lord.
Amen.
Truly. So, the baptism was incredible, by the way. I've never been to a baptism. But to see these men immersed and the elderly woman give their life to Christ, that's something I hope to experience again and again and again, because that is a victory for Jesus, and it is a victory for our God. In closing, because I don't want to take up everybody's time, I think I've had enough attention today. I'm so thrilled to be wearing skinny jeans, Kirby, after we were told over and over, no skinny jeans. I will be back next year, and again, and again, and again. And every year, I hope to work harder for you and for my God. Thank you, and thank you, New Hope.
Good morning. My name is Chance Miller, and this was my first trip to Haiti. First off, I would just like to thank the congregation for their support and their prayers for us. And there were many things on this trip that impacted me, and I would just like to name a few. The baptism was incredible. It was just amazing to see God working in the lives of the people at Bernard, and just showed that what our work through him is doing there. I would like to thank our team for all their efforts and their hard work on the building projects and the house and the electricity. I'm very, very thankful for the leadership that we had on this trip, for Scott and Jim and Clayton and Pastor Kirby. They were all very, very humble, and they worked very hard and really made an impact to me. I really did enjoy this trip, and I do plan on going on the next one, and the next one, the next one, the next one. Thank you.